lashon of Rav Yochanan is dealt specifically with the world of Atzei Asherah and subsumed it under the din of Yehareg Al Yavor of Bechol Nafshecha Afilu Noteles Nishmascha, and we discussed how one can subsume Atzei Asherah under Avodah Zarah. We saw the sheet of Rashi, Tosfos, Daran, and we dealt with the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav in terms of the uniqueness of Asherah. Comes along Ravin and has a broader statement of Rav Yochanan, which either could include the previous statement or Bedafka to exclude the Atzei Asherah, which is perhaps Pshat, as we mentioned in the Rambam, who doesn't mention Atzei Asherah. Ki Yosa Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan Bakol Misrapim, the very bottom of Kafei Amar Aleph, Kutz Mi Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Ushvichas Damim. Avodah Zarah Hada Amran. So we saw that we have the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Bechol Nafshecha Afilu Noteles Nishmascha, and even though, and Rabbi Yishmael is Cholek, he holds that in Avodah Zarah the din is Yavor Vel Yihareg, unless we have Farhesi or Shach Hashmad. And we saw that this has relevance to the Seif of the Pasuk. What does Bechol Ma'odecha mean? That according to Rabbi Yishmael, you would learn Bechol Ma'odecha Kipshuto, Bechol, with all, simply with all of your money, just like Bechol Nafshecha means with all of your kochos hanefesh, so b'chol ma'odecha means with all of your ma'od. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, that b'chol nafshecha means afilu noteles nishmascha, so what's the chiddush of b'chol ma'odecha? So that's where Rav Elazar pointed out that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was yored l'daitam shel adam, that they're individuals, shemamonam chaviv aleihem mi gufam, and this is to include their mamon in this mesiris nefesh as well. Okay, but what are the sources of Gilei Arayos and Shvichas Damim? So since you learned the Gemara, you saw that Gilei Arayos is a Hekesh from Shvichas Damim, so let's go straight to Shvichas Damim and then return to Gilei Arayos. Because Shvichas Damim, L'chora, is the Makor both for Shvichas Damim and for Gilei Arayos. So the Gemara points out, Shvichas Damim Gufei Menalon Svarahu Ki Ahuda Asal Kamei Derav Amalei Mari Durei Amarli Zil Katalei Laplanya V'ilo katlin alach, amarei liktoluch v'lo tikto. Mai chazis didama didach sumik tvei, dilma dama dehu gavra sumik tvei. So we have over here a very, very flowery statement of Rava. The question is, what are the halachic ramifications of this flowery statement? What is Rava over here coming to teach us? So simply because Rashi is on the page, we'll learn Rashi, even though Rashi is the most, there are ways of learning Rava in a much more literal manner than Rashi. Rashi raises all sorts of red flags the moment he uses one word. My chazis adama didach sumak klomar. The moment Rashi says klomar, then you have to realize that Rashi is moving off of pshuto shel gemara. Klomar means I'm going to give you an understanding of this statement, which is going to turn the statement into a metaphor, into a simile. We're not dealing over here with any issue of whose blood really is redder, but something much deeper. Klomar, klum basa lishoel al kach, el mitnei shatayodea she'ein mitzvah omedes b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Namely, we have a rule b'chol haTorah kula of v'chay b'hem v'savarata shavzo tidache mishum pikuach nafshecha. And so if we have a din of v'chay b'hem, maybe the same way v'chay b'hem allows one to be mechalal Shabbos, over here, v'chay b'hem would allow an individual to be over lo sirtzach. Ein zedom el shara veiros. De mikol makom yesh kan ibud nefesh. V'hatorah lo hitira l'tchoses ha-mitzvah el nechibas nafsho she Yisrael. V'kan aveira na'ases v'n nefesh avuda. Mi yomar shenafshecha chaviv lufnei amokom yoser mishol ze, dima shezeh chaviv atvei alav, v'nimtza aveira naases, v'nefesh avuda. What over here is Rashi saying? What? How could you have learned before Rashi said what he wrote? And what is Rashi telling us is the way that one should learn? Is Rashi by saying kolomar is telling you there's another way of learning the Gemara, which was chosen by almost all other Rishonim. But we're actually saying, don't learn the Gemara that way, but rather learn the Gemara the way I'm offering you. Yes?
I've learned that both people are equal, that one person isn't any more valuable than the other. And Rashi's saying it has to do with also Masa Avera.
Okay, so you want to explain Rashi first. Okay, so let's take Rashi first. So Rashi has to do with Maisa Aveira. Namely, what? What is the issue over here? Why do we say that Ritzicha is an exception to the rule of Achai Bahem?
Because, in general, Achai Bahem is saving a life. Here you're taking a life and doing the Aveira of taking a life. You're not gaining anything because the life is lost. Plus, you're doing Ritzicha.
So I mean, and were you to choose the other alternative, what would be? And were you to decide? In other words, you have two alternatives: either you kill him and you're over the avera of lo siyotzach, or you allow yourself to die.
If you die, there's no avera.
Okay. In other words, so we have over here, according to Rashi, we don't have an equal equation. In other words, if you kill him, then we have a tarte l'reyuta. We have a double problem. We have a double whammy: A, that we have an avera, you're over lo siyotzach. B, we have ibud nefesh. If you go ahead and allow yourself to be killed, all we have is ibud nefesh. So one takes precedence over two. In other words, that it's better to that there should be one ibud nefesh than have a tarte l'reyuta, than have both an ibud nefesh and an avera. Rashi is a little clearer in Sanhedrin, in the parallel Gemara, on daf ayin dalet amud aleph, svarahu, Sheloti docha nefesh chavero, diika tarte, ibud neshama v'avera. On the other hand, mipnei nafsha delekwa elochada, ibud neshama, v'hu lo ya'avor. Namely, that we have over here, two against one. We have a double problem against a single problem. So it's better to take the single problem rather than the double problem. That's Rashi's perish. How would you have learned, let's go back to Simi's prep, how would you have learned without Rashi, Gil?
That just maybe your life is no bad.
In other words, that we're trying to think in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind whose life is more valuable, and why put your life above his life? Or, if you want to take it out of the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes?
Just
b'shei
b'alta, you can't do an action after b'shei
b'alta. We'll come to that in 1 minute. But I'm saying, but in terms of the two sides, yes?
He might live longer than you.
And therefore?
And therefore, why should you end his life? He's going to live 20 years and live...
Then a third shot. Okay, so one question is over here, whose life is more meaningful in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes? Maybe his life is more meaningful in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes no matter how long it is, and therefore why take away a life which is more meaningful instead of one which is less meaningful? Another option, which Rafi mentions, is that maybe we'll view life itself, life expectancy, as a factor, and anytime you kill someone, you're taking away from his life expectancy. If he was supposed to live for 60 years, and now he's 20, you're taking away 40 years from his life. Maybe you were only supposed to live 20 years. In other words, namely, you could have taken away 20 years instead of 40 years. Or, moving it off from simply a technical issue of how many years, what is life all about?
Mitzvos.
Okay, that we are mitzuvim. The first relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam HaRishon was Vayitzav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tzivui, that we are commanded. That's the nature of a human being. And our relative value depends on our avodas Hashem. So perhaps his ribui mitzvos would be greater than your ribui mitzvos. So again, either we're dealing sort of in a focusing on a concept of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love, and that's what's represented over here by Sumach, or the length of the life that would be represented by Sumach, or the quantity and quality of mitzvos that are represented by Sumach. Why didn't Rashi learn that way? That's pshat l'chora in what Rava is saying, right? Why do you think that you are better than him? Better than him either in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship, in terms of your life expectancy, in terms of your kiyum mitzvos. Why did Rashi move off of that? Yes?
Rashi mentions that also.
Rashi mentions it in a, in other words...
he mentions
it's more clear than here in terms of the dichotomy. What?
Yeah.
But over here, in other words, it's kind of very nafshe shavuda. Mi yomar shenafshech chaviv lefnei amakom yoser mishel ze dilma ze shel ze chaviva tvei alav v'nimtza aveira naaseis v'nefesh shavuda. I agree. In other words, I think what Rashi is saying over here is that clearly the language of, he's explaining over here the language of Rava, but he's telling you don't think that the language of Rava is the be all and the end all. That we have over here, that which goes beyond. But why? What pushed Rashi to go beyond? What's wrong with saying simply that Rava said what he said? That who's to say? Yes?
It's not really, what I'm thinking is sort of like conceptual, but it's sort of a dangerous. If you take a kipshuto, it's a little bit dangerous because then I can start making my own photos. scenarios. So let's say I decide that since my life would be saved before somebody else's, right, so then I can start making my own pashbonos based off what Rava says. This makes it like a mathematical equation.
I think the mental is correct, but take it even further. That's a question of a mathematical equation, but what's the bottom line according to all these other Rishonim? According to what the other Rishonim learn, which is basically what Gil and what Rafi and et cetera pointed out, that we have over here an issue of who's to say. If we have an issue of who's to say, so what's the bottom line? Yes?
If you could say, then you would be able to kill them.
Namely, that the bottom line is, but you know, it goes in two directions. The moment that you open up the option, so who's to say that your life is better than his? Who's to say that his life is better than yours? So the bottom line is you're left with a suffix. So why can't I just go ahead then and kill him and say, because why should I choose, you know, the side that his side is better? Maybe my side is better. I mean, we're basically on the level of a suffix. So what Rashi accomplished was take it out of the realm of suffix. It's not a question of a suffix. It's always going to be that if you kill him, there are going to be two issues. And it's always going to be, if you allow yourself to die, there's going to be one issue. And it's better to have one issue than to have two issues. Yes?
This may be tangential, but why exactly is the fact that the non-Jew is clearly going to be doing an avera here by killing the... In other words, if I allow myself to be killed, there's still an avera. It just happens to be an avera of Ben Noach instead of an avera of...
It's not your avera. No, it's your... You know, it's the question over here is if your avera is on the on the scale. We're talking to the Jew. But okay, so over here, what Rashi did by saying the klomar was create an objective vada'ut, that this is the halacha. According to all the Rishonim, we don't have any objective vada'ut, we have a suffix. So really, how did all the Rishonim learn? Here we get back to what Reuven said. How did all the Rishonim learn? Yes? So we have a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Kuf that when you have in halacha a suffix as to which value takes precedence over which value, or you have a question over here in terms of how do we determine relative values of lives, either from a perspective of life expectancy or chavivus in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu or kiyum mitzvos. So over there, the Gemara dealt with where you have two types of blood that were mixed together for zrikas dam. One of them that has to be nizrak above the chuta sikra, one below, one four, one two, and the question is how exactly do you deal with it? So the Gemara gives a rule of shevi al ta'asa adif. Shevi al ta'asa adif. So all the Rishonim who disagree with Rashi say we have in our Gemara, our Rava raises a suffix, and when we have a suffix, our rule is shevi al ta'asa adif. That is better to be passive rather than a kumva ase. Namely, that when we have such an objective issue that no one can determine, no one knows life expectancy, no one knows relative kiyum mitzvos, no one knows the chavivus of an individual in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, shevi al ta'asa. That's the way the other Rishonim, L'chora, learned the sugi. That we have over here a suffix with a hachra'a of shevi al ta'asa. Yes? Certainly, we have 101 nafkaminas. Tosis over here raises the most powerful nafkamina that we'll see in a few minutes in terms of the ukimta. Namely, that shevi al ta'ase is the ukimta if you are told to go ahead and kumva ase to kill someone, so then shevi al ta'ase is allowing yourself to die. But if you're going to change the ukimta to a situation where you're going to be asked to be passive and to allow someone to die by being passive, that changes the equation. That would change the equation. That we'll see in a minute in Tosis. Okay, so we have over here that a machlokes Rishonim as to whether Rava's statement is a vada'us of a tarte l'reyuta would be overridden by a chad l'reyuta. That's the way Rashi learns, that's the klomar. Or to take Rava's mashal literally, that we have over here a suffix. The bottom line is we have a suffix. And then the rule in a suffix is shevi al tase, and that's what Rava is telling this individual who comes to him. Yes? I think what Rashi is saying is that whose blood is redder is saying that Ech Shelo Yeh is going to be an Ibud Nefesh. So we can't on the level of the Ibud Nefesh give points to this one or to that one. That's what he brings in at the end. So So on the level of Ibud Nefesh, your Ibud Nefesh and his Ibud Nefesh are all the same. What then is the deciding factor? Deciding factor is the Aveira. In which, to a certain degree, Ha'ikar Chasim and HaSefer. In which, we're taking Rava literally. Rava is telling us that on the level of Ibud Nefesh, there is no way of determining. But rather than leaving it at that, and coming up to a Shevi Al Tasa Odif, what Rashi is saying, but there's another factor, and that's the Aveira. And the Aveira is that which determines that if you kill him, there's an Aveira in the picture. If you don't kill him, there's no Aveira in the picture. And therefore, don't kill him. Therefore, leave things as a Chad L'Reisa rather than a Tarte L'Reisa. Okay? I think that's what Rashi is pointing out. Okay, let's go back now to the world of Gilui Arayos, and then see it in the context of Tosfos, the Machlokes over between Rashi and the Rishonim. Gilui Arayos, the Gemara points out, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer ki kasher yakum isha reyehu rotzacho nefesh, second line of the Gemara, ken adavar hazeh, b'chi ma'inyan rotzeach, eitzol na'ara ham'urasa. If all it wants to say is that the victim is not responsible, that's something which is relatively obvious, right? The concept of that la nara lo sase dovar, that when you have a victim, the victim is not at fault. So that you don't have to learn out from the world of rotzeach. Hareze ba l'lamed v'nimtza lamed makish rotzeach l'nara hamura. So that we have over here a hekesh that's a two-way street. What do we learn in the two directions? Ma nara hamura sanitem lahatzila benafsho, that the pasuk says ein moshiela hayesh moshia tzarech lahoshia bechol asher yachol, even on the level of the nafsho shel harodev. So this principle applies also to rotzeach. Af rotzeach nitem lahatzila benafsho. Ubenara hamura sami rotzeach ma rotzeach yehareg v'al yavor, which we just saw, that's the Svara, Afnara Hamurasa, Tehareg Va'al Ta'avor. Tehareg Va'al Ta'avor. Let's move over to Tosfos. Afnara Hamurasa, Yehareg Va'al Ta'avor. Tosfos's Girsa is different than that which we have in our Gemara. Our Gemara has Tehareg. Tosfos changed as the Girsa, Yehareg. Perush Habo'el. Avol he, Tiba'el, velo tehareg, the karka olam hi, kedamar ben sore umore, ubereish ksuvas, nami parach, lidro shluhu da'ones shari. What over here is Tosfos, is the background of Tosfos? Why does Tosfos insist that the girsa be yehareg as opposed to tehareg, which lechora is the girsa of Rashi? Excuse me? And why bring in Karaka Olam? Yes?
In order for the cases to be parallel, we made the Hekesh here, and Sulakora in both cases, it should be the, as in the case of the Ritzicha, obviously it's the Rotzeach, we're saying it's Yahweh Yahweh, not the victim. So too here, if it's going to be parallel, we would expect it to be the potential Boel, not the woman who should be giving up her life, just textually.
I grant you that textually that would be an option, except that the difference is that in a case of Ritzicha, you only have one individual who's participating in the Aveira. Over here, in the world of Gilui Arayos, you have two individuals who are participating in the Aveira. Why over here, according to the first Lashon, would we say that the Isha Tiboel Velote Hareg? No, link this in what we said a few minutes ago. Nachon. In other words, that according to Rashi, there's no reason to say that the woman should be tehar, should be ta'avor velo tehareg. According to Rashi, when we have a situation where there's going to be an aveira, so then it's irrelevant, according to Rashi, whether it's kum va'aseh or shevi al tasa. It's not a relevant factor, according to Rashi. It's not how we learn ma'chazis adam asum akfei. Rashi says that as long as there's going to be an Aveira, my nafgamina, if you're kumva asei or your Shevi al Tasa, we have a Tarati L'Reusa. That's what we learn out from in the world of Rotzeach. When we're going to apply that with a Hekesh to the world of Gili Arayos, and in the world of Gili Arayos, we have over here an Avera. Again, this is the world of Yehoreg V'al Yavor. The world of Yehoreg V'al Yavor means that we have no Ptur of Onus. We have no Ptur of Onus, so we should have a din of Tehareg V'lo Tiboel. My nafkamina, if we're talking about him or her. Tosis over here is working within which framework? Within the Shaar Rishonim, within all the other Rishonim, not the way that Rashi learned, the way the Nemukah Yosef learns, the way the Yad Ramah learns, all the other Rishonim, both here and in Sanhedrin, they all understand that the issue over here is Kumva Asev Shevi Al Tasa. So Tosis simply transfers this over to the world of Gili Arayos. Just as in Rotzeach, you're told to be a Shevi Al Tasa, over here you're told to be a Shevi Al Tasa. That's you know, it's over here by the woman, so she'll be a Shevi Al Tasa. That's you know, that's her role. That's, you know, that's the concept over here of Karka Olam. I mean, if you continue in Tosos, V'ri Omer, Shapir Garcin on Tehareg, Lohamashra ben Sore Omor Resh Ksuvas Taones Shari, Hainu Hecha Dehi Karka Olam, Velo Avda Maise, Avalasos Maise, Kagon Chomer La Tavia Erva Aleha, Tehareg Velo Tase Maise, Demirotzeach Yalfinan. The Ri over here isn't being cholik b'ikaron on the first pshat of Tosos. He's just pointing out that it's the world of Ukimta. We can also find Ukimtot where the woman would be an active partner as opposed to a passive partner. And then in Achinami, we would have over here the halacha that the Torah would say ma pitom that you should be an active partner. In other words, the Shevi Al Tasa over here would be to be killed. Namely, that the question is, what is Ukimta? When the Shevi Al Tasa is to be karkolam, that'll be the Shevi Al Tasa. When the Shevi Al Tasa is to be killed. In other words, whenever we have an issue where we're learning out from the world of Rotzeach, then the principle is that we say Shevi Al Tasa overrides Kum Va'aseh. That's what we learn out from Rotzeach. And the Hekesh from Rotzeach is that we're applying it to a case even where the Svara doesn't apply. Right? The Svara of Rotzeach is that Ech Shalo Yeh, someone's going to die. We don't have that Svara in the world of Gili Arayos. What we have in Gili Arayos is a Hekesh. Once we have the Svara of Rotzeach, then we're makish this principle, even though it's not the svara doesn't apply. We don't say Gilei Arayos is a svara. Gilei Arayos is a hekesh. It's learned out from the fact that the Torah says ki kasher yokum ish al re'ehu uratzacho nefesh kein hadavar hazeh. Kein hadavar hazeh is telling us that we have a hekesh, that we have a comparison halachically between the world of Rotzeach, the world of Nara Hamurasa. It's a two-way street. From Narva HaRasa, we learn out the din of Rodef to the world of Rotzeach. From Rotzeach, we learn out the din of Yehoreg V'al Yavor to the world of Gilei Arayos. What's the din of Yehoreg V'al Yavor in Rotzeach? That's a Machokas Rashi and the other Rishonim. According to Rashi, it's across the board, irrelevant as to whether you're Kumva Asei or Shevi Al Tasa. So over here, the Karka Olam is not going to save the woman one iota in terms of Yehoreg V'al Yavor. Masha'enken, according to the other Rishonim, the whole din of Yehoreg V'al Yavor by Rotzeach is a din that Shevi Al Tasa takes precedence over Kum Va'aseh. So it depends on the Ukimta. What is the woman being asked to do? If she's being asked to be Karka Olam, so then she can remain Karka Olam, Shevi Al Tasa. If she's being asked to do a Maise B'Kum Va'aseh, then Yehoreg V'al Yavor. Okay? In other words, so Nafkamina would be over here in the Girsa of our Gemara, but basically Tosas over here is working within the Shitos of the other Rishonim. Yes?
Just within Rashi, that they're being passive doesn't help, but at the end of the day, she's not doing her Maase Avera, she's totally passive.
So let's go back to where did Tosas bring this to this kind. Where is the concept of Karka Olam mentioned? Where did Tosas pull this out of thin air? The Karka Olam he, yes? Right, that we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin in terms of the fact that we have a din of Yehoreg V'al Yavor in the world of Shas Hashmad and in the world of Farhesia, and not dafka by these three Averos, not dafka by Gili Arayos, Shlichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah, but by all dinim, by Shabbos, by Chametz on Pesach, any Avera that we have, Arkas HaDamasne, even it's a question of how to tie one shoelace. If it's a concept of Shas Hashmad or Farhesia, then where's David Pardo?
Right.
Ah, okay. David gave a chabura on this. Then we have a principle of Yehoreg V'al Yavor, And the Gemara asks over there in Sanhedrin, "Vaha Esther Farhesia Hayisa." Why didn't Esther give up her life since it was well known that she was in the house of the king and he married her? So Lachora, there's going to be Bia, and we're going to have an issue over there of an Avera which is being done b'Farhesia. Why wasn't the Yehreg v'Ayav? The Gemara answers, Esther Karka Olam Hayisa. That's Tosa says. So you see, the Karka Olam is a heter. Is this a Kashi on Rashi? Rashi over here says there's no enough. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi implies that there's no difference between that this whole pshat of Kromar by the din of Ritzicha. The whole Kromar is to take away any difference between Karka, between Shevi Al Tasa and Kumva Asay. Yes?
In this case, though, life's not being lost, so it's a different equation.
Yeah, but again, we have the Hekesh. In other words, you're 100% correct that the Svara is only found in the world of Rotzeach. We're moving over to Gili Arayos because of a Hekesh. But Lechora, we see in the world of Gili Arayos that you have a din of Karka Olam.
It's not in Gili Arayos.
It's 100%. That's not a case of Gili Arayos. That's, in other words, we'll come to a question of why in a minute, but the whole context over there of the Gemara is where you have all other Averos, not the world of Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, and Shmichus Damin. We're talking over there about Chilul Shabbos, to mow someone's lawn. We're talking over there about Arkas Damasne, how you tie your shoelaces. Nothing to do with Gili Arayos. What is the mitzvah over there of giving up your life? What's the source of the mitzvah of giving up your life in Shas Hashmad and Farhesia? That's v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That's a totally different mitzvah. That's not the Yehorig v'ayavah that we're learning out from the Svara, from the Hekesh, from the B'chol Nafsha. It's not our sugya. So it could very well be that in the world of v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, there, to do something v'kum v'aseh, that's a chilul Hashem. To allow yourself to be violated b'shevi altas, that's not a chilul Hashem. In that context, it's not a chilul Hashem. But in the context over here of the Gimel Averos, the big three cardinal Averos, here, according to Rashi, there's no nafkamina between Kumva Asay and Shevi Altasa. Namely, they're two different worlds. Why is Esther not Gili Arayos? Lechora, I mean, you know, Gili Arayos means that there is Bia with an individual with whom one is not allowed to have Bia. Lechora, that would be the broader context of Gili Arayos. That's the whole Parsha in Achrimos in Kedoshim, which where we have Gili Arayos, that individual has a forbidden Bia. Why isn't Esther not Gili Arayos? That's the question that Tosus asks in Sanhedrin. That's the question that Tosus, that's exactly on the Fayin Dalam at base. Tema havele lakushe Arayos have the Rotzeach and Aram Rasa lekuleyami Yerik Vel Yavor. Why bring in over here Esther Farhesi Hesa? Who cares if it's Farhesi or not? Gili Arayos is no need for Farhesia. Why does the Gemara take Esther out of the realm of Gili Arayos? So Tosus over there really has two directions. One direction is that of Rabbeinu Tam, which is very, very radical. What does Rabbeinu Tam say over there in Tosus? That the Bia of a Goy, Zirmatsu Sim Zirmatam, is not considered to be a Maisa Bia. He gets himself into a lot of hot water with that because of Kol Sof. The Esther herself says, Kasher Avadati Avadati. Namely, if we assume that Esther was married to Mordechai, and that Esther was married to Mordechai, and then Esther says, up to now, I've been Anusa. The moment I go to the king Miritzoni, I'm going to lose my status of Anusa. I'm going to be Osir to my husband. But if there's no Bia, so why should she be Osir? So Rabbi Natam has to say, no, there's no Bia mitzad the din of Gili Arayos, but there's a Maisa Ishus that's going to be Osir. That's the long Tosus over there on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis in Sanhedrin. Yes.
I don't understand the contest from Kasher Avadati Avadati. If you don't take the drasha that Bala's really buying, Avadati Avadati is she's afraid that the king's gonna kill her. Then she's afraid that the king's going to kill her because she approached the king without a request for an audience.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't understand the Kasher gets.
The whole Kasher is based on the assumption
that the
drasha is correct, right?
No,
Rabbeinu Tam would rather not. In other words, this is a question in general of how the Rishonim related to the Agadata in Megillah of Vayilo Labat Labayit. The Rishonim took that very, very seriously. What you're pointing out is that there are Rishonim in that sugya who say that Esther was a Pnuya Wamon Esther was a Pnuya. That's not the world of Gilui Arayos. That maximum would be Avizrayu. And we spoke about last time that there's Malchokas Rishonim as to whether there is a din of Avizrayu or not. Maybe it's only a din of Shaloyu Benot Yisrael Hefker, and that would apply only in the case of the individual who, you know, went to the doctors. So there we have the Shaloyu Benot Yisrael Hefker. It wouldn't apply to Esther, who's being taken by a king. That's certainly not going to bring about any rifyon in terms of the world of Arayos. So if you say that Esther Pinuyo Ha'is, that solves all the problem. It could be that's Rashi's pshat. It could be that Rashi would answer that that's not Arayos because of that reason. So Rabbi Natan goes off on a limb that maybe Bias Akum is not considered to be Bia. And with all sorts of hashlachot. The other alternative there is the Rivash, Rivam. What does the Rivam say over there in Tosfos? Why is there no issue of Gili Arayos? Because of Karka Olam. Namely, exactly what our Tosis over here is saying, that if you're working within the realm of Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, and Shvichas Damin, then we're dealing with the Svara of my Samik, my Chazis to Damik, so Didach, Samik, mi Dama Didei. If we're working with that Svara, then according to everyone but Rashi, this is a din of Shevi Al Tasa Adif. Shevi Al Tasa, that Esther is Karka Olam, that solves the problem. Why did the Gemara then ask, does that, just the opposite of Rashi, does that din of Karka Olam Hashevi Al Tasa that we find in the Gimel Averos, does that apply to the world of Kiddush Hashem? And that we have over here two diametrically opposed approaches on the side of Rashi and on the side of Tosfos. That according to Rashi, in the world of Gimel Averos, and particularly when we're dealing with the world of Rotzeach, which is a Svara, the Svara is that Tarte Lereusa, we say Hari V'Ayavor, and this means that there's no difference between Gun V'Aseh and Sheva Altaseh. Those are, it's irrelevant. Whether it's Kum Vaseh or Sheva Altaseh, we have a Tarte Lereusa, so we both have an Aveira. An Aveira is being done, and we have an Ibud Nefesh, and therefore, and this is on the level of the Gimel Averos. What would be in the world of Shar Averos, where we have a din of Kiddush Hashem, in the case of Farhesia, or in the case of Gzeira Shmad, this is the question. This is what the Gemara points out, that, you know, that we have over here by Esther. Here, this is only Vekum Vaseh. If we have Karka Olam and Shara Averos, then we have a Ptur. Mashenkin and Gimel Averos, it's totally irrelevant whether it's Kum Vaseh or Sheva Vaseh. This is Rashi's Psha. What will he do? I am Esther Gimel Averos? So we could say Esther's a Ptuya. He doesn't take the Drasha of Chazal as necessarily being the only option. That would be the easiest way. Or you could say Gris Rabbeinu Tam, that would be a little more difficult, but those are the two options that we would have. According to Tosfos, it's Kum Fakert. If we're dealing with the Gimel Averos, the whole halacha, the whole svara of the Rotzeach, is that we have a Safek, and therefore, Shevi Altase Odif. That's the whole svara. The whole svara is Shevi Altase Odif. We tell a person, be Shevi Altase. Sometimes this is going to say Yihari V'al Yavor. Sometimes it's going to be Tavor V'al Teharek. It depends which is the Shevi Al Tasa. What are you being asked to do? If you're being asked to kill someone via Dayim, that's a Kum V'aseh. If you're being asked to allow yourself to be thrown on a baby, that's what Tosfos continues. Avolim Omer Hanach Lizrok Atzmacha Latino Ko Teharek Eino Chayev Limsar Atzmacha Kudei Lahatzil Chavero Adarabba Ikramimer My Chosis. We have a suffix. My Shevi Al Tasa is just to be limp and allow myself to be thrown. That's my Shevi Al Tasa. So the principle over here is that of Shevi Al Tasa Odif, what we call Karka Ola. That's the principle of Gimel Averos. What about in Shar Averos? In other words, which is a din of Kiddush Hashem, and in the case of Farhesia, or the case of Gezeira Shmad, this is a question in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara says that we apply also Shevi Al Tasa. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Esther is a case of Shara Averos, and so we're taking the principle of Shevi Al-Kasa and applying it to Shara Averos as well. In other words, that the principle of Karka Olam, this is taken for granted, this is Vardai, and this is what's learned out. So according to Rashi, what's certainly not Vardai over here is only Vardai Bashara Averos. According to Tosfos, this is the Rivam's Perush, over there in Sanhedrin, the Gimel Averos Vardai Shevi Al-Kasa. Question is, what about Shara Averos? So we also say over here that we have a principle of Shevi Al-Kasa. Okay, is this clear? In other words, what we have over here, this all stems from what is the Svara by Rotzeach. If it's the Svara is Karte L'Reisa, then there's no room for a distinction between Kuvase and Shevi Al-Kasa. If we're dealing with the Safek, so really, what are you doing? You have a Safek. So we say, if we're not for the Gemara, Eruvin, Shevi Al-Kasa, Odif. This is a question of what's the Yukimta. Sometimes, in the case of Rotzeach, the Yukimta is going to be a Kumpa Asay, and then you commit martyrdom. Sometimes it's going to be a Shevi Al-Kasa, and then you allow yourself to be thrown on on the baby. It's all a question of the ukimta. Who I did by the woman. Normally a woman would be karka ola, but if the woman is being asked to be active, then that would already be kumbase. Then we would have a din of giharik el yavor. Okay? I think this is what comes out over here on the two sides of the Gemara. One second. Okay, as we usually do when we have a machlokas rishonim, we like to see, well, what does the Rambam hold in this machlokas? On whose side is he on? So if we open the Rambam to Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the Perek Hei, which is where he deals with his dinim of Yehareg V'Yavor, we find over there that he tells us Medvarim Amurim, where are we distinguishing between situations? Where do we say that we have basically a mitzvah of v'chaybahem v'shar mitzvah? Schutz mi'averos kochavim gilereh shikos damen. Avol gimel averos elu, im yomar lo avor al achad mehem, o teharig, yehareg v'al ya'avor. Period. Doesn't say anything at all. Doesn't at all distinguish between the world of kumvaseh, Shevi Al-Tasa, none of that is mentioned at all over here in the Rambam. And so, L'chora, this is the way Reb Chaim understood in the Rambam, the very first Reb Chaim in the Chibur, that he takes for granted that the Rambam learns like Rashi. Kevan the Afinim Rotzeach, the Ikar Hadin, the Nonitka Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, the Mela Hodar Dino, the Shevi Altasu, and Masiv Yadayim Shavin, Ubachol Gavne Tehareg Vial Tavor. This is the way that we learned in Rashi. That would be the way that the Rambam over here would be learned. What Reb Chaim does point out is that we can agree with the halacha of Tosfos, but not because of his line of reasoning. Tosfos points out, again, smack in the middle of this Tosfos Afnara Hamurasa, where he says that we can find the situation of Kumvase by an Erva, we can also find the situation of a Sheva Altasa by a Rotzeach. It's all talking in the Ukimta. Kishomer lo laharog biyadayim, then we say that Yehorg v'al Yavor. Avalim Omer Hanach Lizrok Atzmachal Hatinok O Teharig Eino Chayav Limsar Atzmo Kedei Lahatzil Chaveiro Adarabba. Since we have a suffix, whose dam is whose life has the more important meaning? Iklamemar My Chazis Dami Dechavri Sumak Tfei Dilma Dama Didi Sumak Tfei. And therefore, since we have a suffix, we say Shevi Al Tasa. The Shevi Al Tasa would to be allow yourself to be thrown onto a baby. This is within Tosis Shita. If you hold like Rashi and the Rambam that there's no nafkamina for people about saying Shevi Al Tasa, is it so clear that if you're being asked to be thrown on a baby that you should say Yehar V'Al Yavor? I'd rather be killed than be thrown on the baby.
There's no Masavira there.
So over here, the question is: you have Party A throwing Party B on a baby. Who over here is the Rotzeach? Who over here is the Rotzeach? Is it Party A or is it Party B? When you have a man and a woman be Mekayim a Maisa Bia, so the Maisa Bia is being accomplished by two individuals. You can have a tour of Onas, Karaka Olam, but the Maisa Aveira is being performed by two individuals. Masha Enkein, when you're in the world of Rotzeach, when Party A is throwing Party B on a baby, who over here is the Rotzeach? Tosis is assuming who's the Rotzeach? Party B is the Rotzeach, but he's a Shevi Altase. Here we have an Ukimta of Ritzicha B'Shevi Altase. However, you could very well say that who is the Rotzeach? Party A. Party B is simply an object who is being thrown, namely that you could take an individual and view him not as a subject, but as an object. In the language, this is the first Rechaim in terms of Chafetza Gavra, this is where Rechaim says, Yeshomar O Tzarchiyim B'Divri HaTosos. What in the world does this have to do with the world of Rotzeach? The Vishavi Al Tasa, Hogohave Hasam, I'm sorry, Iugohave Rotseach Klau, Go over Al Shvichos Domin, the Hogohave Rakeven, the Eitz Biada Rotseach, Shemashlichoto, the Misha Mashlichoto, who are Rotseach? Ulahochi Lochayav Gumsaratasmo, Avogum Naru Murasa, after Lokav the Maisa, the Komakarehi Overas, Ogili Arayos, Ulahochi Shapir Nosen Hadinte, Horevi Al Tavor, namely that there is a difference between a person being used as an object and someone who's participating in the world of Gilui Arayos. That over here would be, you can pass him like Tosfos, but not for his reason. Not because there's a difference in Kumbase and Shevi Altase in the world of Ritzicha, but rather that we have over here a situation where we don't have a Maisa Ritzicha on the part of the person being thrown. The thrower is the Rotzeach, the person is a Chefza. This is a question as to whether you can view, whether a person can sometimes be turned into an object. There's a famous book by Martin Buber called I Thou, right? That he points out that people are thou, in other words, and that they're individuals, they're personalities. And you can't take a person and turn them into an it. It's not an I-it relationship, it's an I-thou relationship. But Tosfos over here, according to Reb Chaim, that may be true in terms of the world of communication, but in terms of the real world of Ritzicha, a person can either be a subject or an object. The person can be turned into an object. In the Reb Chaim, this is not in this edition, in the Reb Chaim that has the Gilyonot of the Chazon Ish in the back, so on this very first Ketah of Reb Chaim, it's a very, very nice Ketah, short, sweet, there's a Gilyonot of the Chazon Ish where he says, Ma pitom. Who says that a person can ever be turned into an object? That's not true. That's the whole uniqueness of a Tzelem Elokim, is that a person is always a person. As long as he's alive, he's a person. He may not be responsible for his actions. That's v'lanago losase davar. He may be honest, but we can never say he's not acting, that he's not a person. That's a machokas over here between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish as to the nature of passivity. Can passivity turn an individual into an object as opposed to a subject? Okay, that's a fascinating machlokas in terms of hashkafa, but in terms of halacha, Reb Chaim says that it could be that the case that Tosfos quotes as his proof text could very well be that Rashi would agree with the halacha. Rashi and the Rambam would agree with the halacha, but they would not agree in terms of the reasoning. Okay, so that's what we have over here. Then we have over here these two. As to what is the svara of shvichus damim, we have malchokas rishonim, and this relates back to the world of Gili Arayos, in terms of the hekesh that we're learning from Shitas Damim to Gilui Arayos. What do you say about Ben Noach? Ben Noach, we also have an Isur of Shlichus Damim. We also have Isurim of Gili Arayos. We also have Isurim of Avodah Zarah. Namely, these three Averos, these three cardinal Averos, happen to be three cardinal Averos because they apply to all humanity. Would there also be a din of Yehereg V'al Yavor by a Ben Noach? What would you say from prima facie, viewing our Gemara, should these dinim that our Gemara is learning out from the world in the world of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shlichus Damim, should they apply to a Ben Noach as well? That we find that a Jew is chayav on these three averos, heherig v'al yavor. A goy who is shayach to these three averos, should he also be heherig v'al yavor? Yes, David.
Just for these three averos.
Just for these three averos, yeah.
Should apply.
Okay. So what David is pointing at is, let's think for a minute. In terms of Avodah Zarah, it's learned that from Psukim, Bechol Nafshecha. This pasuk was said to whom?
The Jews.
To the Jew. Psukim were said to Jews. That's you know. It's, so anything which you learn out from a pasuk, Lechora, is going to speaking only to Jews. However, if we have over here by Shlichus Damim a svara is something which Lechora is universal. As far as universal, this is simply part of the nature of the Avera of Shlichus Damim. This is such an that we have over here an Avera on such a level that brings about a Hari V'al Yavar that theoretically could be moved over to the world of God. Again, without looking at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, simply working off of our Gemara. So we would say that anything which is learned out from a Pasuk, if we have a Hekesh to Gilui Arayos, so Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, that would only be by a Jew, but by Shlichus Damim, that would apply to a Goy as well. Is what David is saying necessary, necessarily so? That if we have over here a Svara, this Svara is going to be universal. There's so there are achronim. I forget where I saw it. It was not. It's not. Not. I didn't see it recently. I saw it a while back. That point out that the moment that we have over here a hekesh, which is being learned out from a svara, that moves the svara also into the world of what we call halacha. Moves the svara also into the world of that which is particular as opposed to universal. Namely, that the moment that we take this svara in our Gemara and apply it to places where the svara doesn't apply, both according to whether you learn like Rashi, that we have a tarte l'reisa, well, certainly if you learn according to Rashi, that here we have a tarte l'reisa, this svara is only by Shmikos Damin. In the world of Gilui Arayos, there is no Tarte L'Reyesa. No one's dying over there. In other words, we're taking that which was originally a Svara, turning it into a Halacha, and then being Makishit to the world of Gilui Arayos. That, you know, it's again, that process of taking the Svara and turning it into Halacha takes it from the universal into the particular, moves it back into the world of Taryag Mitzvos, which only apply to us, and not to Goyim. That would be according to Rashi. The Svara of Tosfos, that another Rishonim that we have over here of Suffolk and Shevi Altasa Odif, that's also a halacha that applies to Jew. I don't know if by Goyim we would necessarily say Shevi Altasa Odif. That's a halacha. We have rules that govern halacha. One of those rules is that when you have a Suffolk, we say Shevi Altasa Odif. I'm not sure that that's going to be a universal principle. But also, there's a famous Tosefta that everyone gets all riled up about, which is quoted over here by the Rambam. Amru lahem ovdei kochavim, tunu lanu echad mikem, that the goyim surround the town, and they say, we want you to give us, you choose, any person in the town, give us that person to kill, the nahargenu, v'yimrav naharo kulchem. V'yimrav naharo kulchem. Nope. What should be the halacha? Everyone knows that this person is going to be killed. In other words, they're handing him over to be killed. They're handing him over to be killed. V'imlav naro kuchen. They're being asked to do b'sheif b'kum v'asei, hand this person over. And if you don't hand this person over b'kum v'asei, you remain shav b'sheif al taseh, we'll kill you all. Yes?
Hundred percent.
The svara of tarti l'regas doesn't apply in this situation. That echshelo yiyeh is going to be ibud nefashos. Echshelo yiyeh is not going to be an aver. Echshelo yiyeh we're going to have. And yet the gemara halacha is yehargu kulam al yinsiru lahem nefesh achas miyisrael. Namely, that once we have already the din of yehargu ayava, which was learned out originally from a svara, we apply it even when the svara doesn't apply. That's what's being pointed. In other words, that it could very well be that you have a halacha that begins with a svara, but then becomes a lo pluk, that we don't distinguish between whether we're dealing with one on one or a thousand to one. Namely, over here, that actually, this person is going to be killed. You're not killing this person. This person is part of the group in any case. It's not as though he can escape. Actually, the person you're handing over is going to be killed. So actually, you're not changing the equation by handing him over. He's going to be killed this way, he's going to be killed that way. In other words, and the alternative is a whole city being killed. But once we have the principle of Yehari V'Al-Yavar, we apply it across the board. So even within the world of Yehari V'Al-Yavar itself, we move beyond the Svara. Namely, had Yehari V'Al-Yavar remained on the level of Svara, then we could say very well that it applies to the world of Goyim. But if Yehari V'Al-Yavar, A, we have the Hekesh to Narah Murasa, B, within the world of Ritzicha, we apply it, even as far as it doesn't apply, it appears to be part of the world of Halacha. But that's all prima facie. What we do find is that this is an abaya in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, whether we say, Bo minei mi raviami ben noach mitzuva al kedusha sashem, o ein mitzuva al kedusha sashem, toshma sheva mitzos in sahune noach, yemisa tam nehavyan, amarava inhu b'chol av Yisrayu, Inu b'chol av Yisrael. Maybe this is included in those mitzvahs. May have Allah. What do we paskin? So they bring the story of Naaman and Elisha, that Naaman recognized Hashem Hu Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the proper God. And then he asks Elisha that l'davar hazeh yisrach Hashem la'avdecha bevo adoni beit rimon l'shtachavot shama hu nishan al yadi v'shtachavesi, that I'm going to be killed by Hazael, who was the time, Ben-Hadad, Hazael, one of the king of Aram, who was Ben-Hadad, I think, was the king of Aram at that time. In other words, that he's going to kill me if I'm not going to be mishtachavet to the Avodah Zarah. But it's unclear what is this lech l'shalom. Is this lech l'shalom? Yeah, don't worry, even though it's an Aveira, I'll give you a dispensation, or it's not an Aveira, because there's no din of Yehering Val-Yavor by Ben-Noah. In any case, this remains an issue. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, begins the parak, Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol, that the whole din of Kiddush Hashem is only by Jews. There's a sefer called Or Godol, mentioned to you last time, that's written by the Godol of Minsk. And so he's medayik in this Rambam, Kol Beis Yisrael, that it doesn't apply to Goyim. And we saw over here, it's that even though it begins with the Svara, it's quickly moved over into the world of Halacha. Okay.
There is
a number
in the Gemara that they are
Mitzvah. Yes. Yeah. Tosus appears to pass in that way, that there is such a...
The individual can certainly hand himself over.
So this is a different issue over here as to whether if one is in a situation where there is no chi of misa and one hands oneself over to die, whether this is an act of tzitkus or as to whether this is an act of mischayev benafsho. So this is, here we have a double machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and other rishonim. Will complete our deal into our sugya at any point, and that's Hanas Atzmo. So we'll leave that for when you learn Sanhedrin, if it's okay. I'm just trying to deal with those things that relate to our sugya. So there's one more point that does relate to our sugya because it deals with the world of Yehurik Ve'Yavor altogether, and that's the Machlokes Rishonim. What if we have a situation of Yehurik Ve'Yavor, and the person is a human being, and he chickens out. He decides that he'd rather be over v'lo yehareg. That's his decision. What is his status in halacha? So the Rambam points out that this individual had the opportunity of being mekadesh shem shamayim, and he missed it, he flubbed it. He had the opportunity of not being Mechal Shem Shemayim, and he did Mechal Shem Shemayim. But the bottom line, in terms of, is he considered to be a Rotzeach? Is he considered to be an Ovid of Avodah Zarah? Is he considered to be a Boel Arayos? Is that he is Pater. Pater Me'onesh. Masha'en came in the Hagos of the Ramach on the Rambam, which in the Frankel Rambam is found, otherwise it's found in the Kesef Mishnah, he says this person is chayiv. That we have a din of Yehari V'Ayavor. This person is considered to be a Rotzeach. This person is considered to be an Oved Avodah Zarah. He's considered to be a Boel Arayos. Right? That's the Rambam over here. In Perek Hey, Halacha Dalet, Misha Ne'emar Bo. Kol mi she'nemar bo yehoreg v'al yavor v'neherag v'lo, I'm sorry, the other way around. Kol mi she'nemar bo yehoreg v'al yavor v'ovar v'lo neherag, hareze firstly mechal los Hashem. V'imhaya basar Yisrael hareze chil los Hashem b'rabin. U'bito mitzvah saseh shal kiddush Hashem. V'ovar mitzvah lo saseh shu chil Hashem. V'af al pikein, the bottom line is, nesha avar ba'ones, ein malkin oso, V'ein tzarech lomar she'im emisin oso bezdin afilu harag ba'ones. Ein malkin emisin elu ove beritzono ve'edin v'asro v'kulay. And this individual over here, he's honest. He gets no onesh. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ramach. Kevan t'mielu. That's all called self. This person is over in Aveira and he's considered to be chayav. Hachinami avad kochavim ba'ones v'hisru bo chayav misa. It's chayav misa. What if we have the other situation? We have the situation of where the Torah says, Ya'avor v'al yehareg. And this person decides to be neherag. He martyrs himself in a situation which is unnecessary according to halacha. So the Rambam paskins in this situation, Yischayev benafsho. That's suicide. And it's known that there are other Rishonim, the Ravid over there on the Rambam says that there are Gedolim who behave in this matter, the Tur in Yoredeya, paskins that this is considered to be an act of Kiddush Hashem. This is not considered to be Mischayev Benafsho, that he's considered to be a martyr. Kol Misha Ne'emar Bo Yavor V'al Yehareg, that same Rambam, Hey Dalet, Neherag V'lo Avar, Hareze Mischayev Benafsho. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes and says, "Sover Abenu Kishem Agnorot Avol Shleimim V'Chin Rabim Sovrim Dim Neherag V'Lo Avar Tzedaka Techashev Lo." Tzedaka Techashev Lo. What over here is this machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim? The Rambam brings these two halachas in the same halacha. They're both quoted in the same halacha. Yitachen that he has over here a histaklut, a shita. That from his understanding of Yehareg V'al Yavor, we're going to have these two consequences. Masha'en Kein, if we're going to disagree with his basic understanding, then we're going to come up with opposite consequences. What over here could be the issue as to what would be if someone turns the table and doesn't do what one is supposed to be doing? Why over here, according to the Rambam, with the case of Avar V'al Yehareg Bipater, in the case of Neherag, unnecessarily be Mischayev Benafsho.
The Nachkamim, the Meisim, is that he gives himself over and they don't kill him.
Yes.
But he's Chayev Benafsho because he gave himself over. we have to kill him.
No, we don't have to kill him. Anyway, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu does. It's chayav an afsho that Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with.
That's a case
of yeah, whatever. What do you say? Yes, David?
The relative weight of Mitzvah Chayvah versus Gimel Chamuros.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Anyway, the question over here is what is the rule and what is the exception? If you have 613 mitzvahs, 610 of them, we say, oh, let's say we have 365 mitzvahs lo sa'aseh. For 362 mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, we're going to say v'chai b'hem. And for 3 mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, we're going to say yehari v'al yavor. What is the underlying assumption over here? Where are we beginning? So the Chora, it would be very possible to say that basically the Torah has this tremendous principle of v'chai b'hem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be on a level of v'chai b'hem across the board, but we have 3 gzerot ha-katuv. We have 3 exceptions. 362 go according to the rule, and we have 3 exceptions. But you could also learn the other way around. You could also understand, no, that the Torah is being given to us as we're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anyone who goes against that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is Mori B'Malchus, is Chayav Misa, that really the bottom line is that we should, in a totally proper world, in a theoretical context, there should be Yehar V'Avar and everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is what you should do, otherwise what's life worthwhile if you're not going to be following HaKadosh Baruch Hu? However, we have 362 exceptions. We have 362 exceptions. We have, in other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that man's character is weak, and so he made exceptions, but really the bottom line is that Yehari Gal Yavor is the rule. And all that's pointed out over here is that these 3 are not exceptions. These 3 go back to the most basic understanding of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. B'chol nafshecha afilu notelas nishmascha. That's really what everything is about. But knowing who man is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 362 exceptions, but 3 things he left on the table. Nafgamina is what happens when you take one of these 3 averos and you are over velo neherag. You are over velo neherag. So according to the first approach, basically you're returning to the rule. The rule is v'chai b'hem. We have over here 3 exceptions. You didn't do the exception, so you weren't mekadesh shem shamayim. You did a chilul Hashem, but the bottom line is that we have this rule under the underlying principle, the axiom of the Torah is v'chai b'hem, and therefore pater me'onash. In other words, on the other side, according to the Rambam, if you are over v'al yeharet and you're neherag, and we have the rule of v'chai b'hem, you're being over. You're against the basic rule. You're going against the axiom of v'chai b'hem. Therefore, mischayiv menasha. Masha enkin. If we view things from the other perspective, that the axiom is Yehari V'Ayavor. That's what really should be. But we have 362 exceptions, but we don't have an exception in these 3 cases. So we remain with the axiom of Yehari V'Ayavor. Masha'en came in the over here, Yaravar Yehari, that your Neherak, the axiom again is Yehari V'Ayavor. We have over here dispensations of the Chaybahem. You don't want to take the dispensation of the Chaybahem. Wonderful. What you're returning to is the axiom of Yehari V'Ayavor. Namely, the question is, What is the basic foundation of Yahadut? Is the basic foundation of Yahadut v'chai b'hem with 3 exceptions, or is the basic foundation of Yahadut Yehari Gal Yavor with 362 exceptions? That would bring us to these 2 opposite conclusions. Yes. No. Their machlokas tanoim is not whether we have a Yehari V'Avor. Their machlokas tanoim is whether Avodah Zarah is one of, whether we have 362 exceptions, 363 exceptions. Whether we have 2 gzeras hakosas or 3 gzeras hakosas. That's their machlokas. Yitachen, that, you know, there is room over here for a third shita between the Rambam and the Ramah, between the Rambam and the Tur. And that is the shita which is quoted, there's a Ran in Sanhedrin, who quotes Rabbeinu David. We don't have this Rabbeinu David. We have Rabbeinu David on Sanhedrin, but this we know from the Ram quoting Rabbeinu David. which distinguishes between two situations. In this case, where the Rambam says, Pater me onesh, and the Ramah says, Chayv onesh, they distinguish. That if we're dealing with the Gimel Averos, the Rabbi David says, if we're dealing with Gimel Averos and the person decides to be over Velo Yehare, then Chayev. But if we're dealing with Shar Averos in a situation of Shmad or a situation of Farhesia, where we also have a din of Kiddush Hashem, then Potur. Namely, that there is room to say that it's not a question of all or nothing, either that we're going to have, you know, it's 365 exceptions or three exceptions. That's not the question over here, but rather we have two different concepts of mitzvahs. That the mitzvahs are divided into three, or Averos, the world of Averos is divided into three and 362. Three, we have an axiom of Yehari B'al Yavar, and in 362, we start off with V'chai Bahem, but we have this principle of Shmad or Farhesia that raises it to a level of Kiddush Hashem, and if someone doesn't rise to the occasion, so certainly he's Machal Hashem, but he's not considered to be a Machal Shabbos, he's not considered to be a person who eats straight, V'chule V'chule. Mashen came by Kedimun Averos, there Yehari B'al Yavar, that's the axiom, that's the foundation, and therefore there's no leeway. Namely, it's between the Rambam and the Ramah. It depends that we have two different dinim over here in the world of Kiddush Hashem. This goes back to the question as to whether the whole nature of Yehari B'al Yavar and Shmad and Farhesia, whether this is all one din of Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, that's where the Rambam views it, or as to whether we have over here two different worlds. We have a world of Zeres HaKosuv, of the Yehari B'al Yavar, and we have a world of Shmad and Farhesia, which is linked in with the world of Nikdashi Mitoch B'nei Yisrael. Okay, this is, again, our overview of the Yehari B'al Yavar. We'll stop over here. What we're left with is to return to where we began, and that is the world of Hana'ah from Yisurei Hana'ah Shelo Kedarkon. When you have Hana'ah Shelo Kedarkon from Yisurei Hana'ah or Achila Shelo Kedarkah in the world of Yisurei Hana'ah, so he pointed out that generally, except in Kilei HaKerem and Basar V'Cholav, we have a principle that Patur. What does Patur mean? We saw through a Machlokes Rishonim. Over here we have a Gemara in which the Yisurei Hana'ah, the Orla, was being used, appears to be Shelo Kedarka, and the question is, how does it fit into that three-way Machokas Rishonim? So we'll see over here, it's a few lines of the Gemara from the words, from Marbar Avashi until Itmar, until Midi Derech Hana'ah Ko Avidna, to see over here the Gemara and Rashi, and since what Ravina was doing was a process of sicha. It was massaging his daughter's back for purposes of refuah. So we have to ask ourselves, what is the status of sicha? Is the status of sicha, is this a din of hana'ah? Is this a din of achila? So that's the question of sicha kishtia. There is a Tosos Rash Mishans, if not mistaken, back on Daf Kavdala Amid Beis, which deals with this. With this concept of the sugi over there of ochel chelav chai, so it deals with the concept of sicha kishtia. So we'll see that also simir Hashem, and then we'll move over into the next sugya, which is the sugya of hana haba adam ba'al korcho. In terms of how far to. Probably the best to get up to the third line on Daf Kafava Med Aleph, and the Tosos over here are, in other words, will help us wend our way through the options. Okay. Say it about Slacha.